You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than 2 years since Karen and Peter Weller saw a decent rainfall at their property on the outskirts of Tamworth. Cattle and sheep farmers, they've been forced to sell much of their stock to keep the farm running. Heavily in debt, Karen Weller says life has become a waiting game.
The lack of rain leads to no money to pay bills, and it leads to depression, anxiety. We don't just work 9 to 5 and get to go away from it. We live and we work here, so it's 7 days a week. And, you know, you don't sleep very well because you're worrying through the night what you're going to do the next day, how you're going to pay the next lot of bills.
Half an hour east in Tinninhull, turkey farmer Colin Quast's greatest concern is the rising cost of feed. At the end of last year, New South Wales was the most expensive place in the world to buy grain. While he believes the government is doing all it can to help, Colin says some voters in his New England electorate are becoming desperate for change.
Be it, you know, shooters, fishers and farmers, they're just hoping that someone's going to be able to help them and sort of, you know, wave a magic wand and, you know, they're probably very disillusioned with everything at the moment.
The incumbent member is Barnaby Joyce.
I would challenge anybody, if they have a solution to a drought, if they can make it rain, whatever it is, a peculiar dance, a special prayer to whatever God they wish to follow, then go out and do it. But in the meantime, we will try our very best to help the people on the ground in the ways the government can, but it's always a mitigant, never a solution.
His New England opponent, independent candidate Adam Blakister, claims he's the man to see the region through its toughest trial because he's unaffected by party politics.
We have no national strategy for farming. We have a complete failure of water governance. These are two massive issues. I have the ability to work truly for the electorate. What the people here want, what their priorities are, that is the only interest that I have as an independent.
Regional seats will be key battlegrounds in the upcoming federal election. After losing significant ground to the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in the New South Wales state election last month, Nationals candidates will be hoping they can regain voter confidence before they reach the ballot box. Once a staunch National supporter, Gunnedah nurse Heather Frankie says she's now looking for alternatives.
I'm looking at who am I going to vote for, and I never really worried about it before. I've always been a National supporter because that's where we lived, and that's those people were supposed to help us in the rural areas, and possibly in the past that happened, but lately it's not. We seem to have been forgotten again and again.
University of Sydney Australian politics professor Rodney Smith says the battle for the bush will be a complex challenge for the Nationals.
A battle out in Western New South Wales, which will be between the Nationals and probably the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers if they run. They've got a different battle on the coast where they're battling in at least one seat against a strong independent. And in that sort of northern, northeastern coastal region, just south of the Queensland border, there's a different type of battle against both the Labor Party and against the Greens. So really the difficulty for the National Party is that it's fighting battles on several fronts against different opponents.
For farmer Karen Weller, there's only one thing that will help those in her electorate, and it's not an option on the ballot sheet.
Desperation, frustration, you know, you get to the point that do you just give up? You know, nobody can get us out of this mess until it rains.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.